Leslie Ellison, CI, is the president of Fun in Villa Park. Hey, Leslie, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I'm having fun just listening to you because you are all about fun. Well, I don't know if
Yes, we are.
I don't know if you know this, but lots of Guinness records were broken this past week. A 58-year-old Canadian broke the record for pulling a 40-foot all-electronic Metropolitan Transit Authority bus in New York City. He pulled over, 33,000 pounds, 16 feet. An Oregon woman's black and tan coonhound earned a Guinness World Record when it turns out each of her ears was measured at 12.38 inches long. Those are the longest ears ever for a dog. And an Ohio pumpkin festival kicked off, breaking another record with a pumpkin that weighed over 2,195 pounds. So those are three records that were broken this week. And you and you alone and lots of other people in Villa Park attempted to break what record?
We attempted to break the world's largest wedding dog ceremony.
And how many dogs did you need to break this record?
We needed 358 dogs or 179 doggy couples.
And this was official. I know I was honored to be the MC for this event.
Yes.
And I walk up to the stage and I meet a very official woman who's wearing a sport coat that has a logo on it that says Guinness Book of World Records. And she was the, I guess she flew in from wherever. They call them adjudicators. And she was actually counting the dogs. She had a counter. One, two,
yes,
three.
And she's, I don't know if you noticed, Steve, but when you initially met her, you talked about that bag that was on the table in front of her. You said, oh my gosh, look at that special bag that says officially amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Inside of that bag was our certificate.
Oh, so what happened?
So Villa Park pulled it together, and we got 160 dogs that were qualified and inside that ring for the record. So that was 80 dog couples, and I am so proud.
But that is some number of dogs short of the record, right?
It is a few dogs. He's about 99 couples short of the record.
Oh, no!
But I have some exciting news.
Yes?
Well, first of all, you know where I'm talking to you from, right? I'm about to walk into a Cubs game.
Good for you. Yes.
And because I am a Cubs fan, we don't give up. We never give up.
So you're hinting...
I have already spoken to our village president, Nick Cazone, this morning. I have already spoken to the adjudicator at Guinness World Records. We're going to try it again.
Yes! Woohoo! Very good. So what will you do differently to attract more dogs is question number two. Question number one, for the dogs that participated this year, are they allowed to get married again? And if so, to another dog, is that okay?
Of course. You know, you didn't see the divorce attorney booth outside.
I was giving out their phone number, actually.
I think so, right?
Yes, yes.
We had a couple of divorce lawyers that reached out and asked if they could sponsor this year. So
are you
maybe
kidding?
Next year we have to have them.
That's hysterical. I love that. And you are going to try again. So if you had a dog that participated this year in Villa Park, can that dog participate again? And how will you reach out to get more dogs?
Well, you know, right now, obviously, this all just came about this morning. Guinness reached out to us. I reached out to President Cazone. So we have some work ahead of us. But I got to tell you that on Friday, before we went for this first attempt, I got a reach out from, I can't name any names yet because nothing's official, but I did get a contact from a major pet food company that seemed interested in what we were doing. So I think we would start with a corporate sponsorship that will help drive our train here, get the word out quicker. Obviously, we're going to set up a website this week called Save the Date, and we'll be selecting a date. I got to get together with my commission ladies. I think they're all still sleeping this morning. We really put them through the ringer yesterday, and they did a beautiful job.
Can I
give them a shout out? Can I say thank you to Tracy and Mary and Kathy and Eliza?
I think you can. I think you just did,
right.
Actually.
Thank
and it
you
was
very much.
It truly was a well organized event. And as the director of fun, the president of fun in Villa Park, you must be pleased because I think dogs had fun, and I believe their people had fun too.
You know, it was such a beautiful day. I was walking through the park before the ceremony took place with one of our trustees, Trustee Corkery, and he said, "Look around, Leslie. I haven't seen this in my entire life in Villa Park. People hanging out with their dogs, smiling people, lovers. There was love in the air. I mean, I saw a couple. They didn't even have a dog. I think they were headed towards the dog adoption area, arm in arm, just strolling through the balloons and the roses. And it was a beautiful day. It was absolutely a beautiful. And I have to tell you this, too.
Yeah.
After the event was over, the Village of Villa Park crew came by crew came by to make sure that everything had been cleaned up. He walked through the park and he came back to me as we were loading up the rest of our things, and he was shaking his head and he said, "Ma'am, not a single pile of poop left behind." I said, "I know. We probably left your park.
Yes.
We probably left your park cleaner than when we got here." So kudos to Villa Park for responsible dog owners and cleaning up after their pups.
You know, what I didn't like, though, in all honesty, is that we tried to go to a couple of restaurants nearby to sit outside. It's a beautiful day with our dog, and none of the restaurants would allow that. So Villa Park, become a bit more dog-friendly. I'm talking about the restaurants. I can't explain that because in most places outside, yeah, sure, you could sit outside with a dog. But it was a terrific event. Leslie Allison C.I., the president of fun. You certainly achieved what your job title is. And if you do it again next year, let me know, and we'll certainly talk about it on the radio.
All right. Well, we would love to have you come back, I think, as MC. You got major applause, sir. You did a great job. Thank you so much.
Major applause.
And it was, yeah, well, major applause. And then your dog got married, but I hear that marriage was one of the first ones to get annulled.
Yeah, it's over already. I don't know. All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the Cubs game.
I shall. Thank you, Steve.